And today we're going to be going over Reagan, starring Dennis Quaid. But the white savior complex was the worst part.
Bro, don't get me started on that, bro.
It was the worst part. If we're doing like the worst part, that is the worst part.
I was a little scared, not going to lie. I walked in a little late. I look up, brutal white people. It was a very great portrayal of Reagan. If you didn't know who Reagan was, if you didn't know anything about U.S. history, you show this to a kid in like
Europe.
Yeah, in middle, like Asia, Africa, Europe, whatever. Any continent that's not the United States, they'd be like, dude, this Reagan guy? He really did.
He's not so bad. And welcome back to the greatest show on earth. I'm Angel.
I'm Junior.
And I'm Daniel.
And today we're going to be going over Reagan, starring Dennis Quaid.
And Justin Russo. Just saying. We are going to be doing a spoiler-free and spoiler review, guys. So make sure you guys stay to the very end, at least until the spoiler-free part, to let you know if you should go watch this in theaters or just wait. Or maybe never watch it. Or maybe there's a better Reagan movie out there somewhere, you know? Who knows? Maybe.
I'll say this right now. There's probably a better documentary. Talking about all the shit.
Yeah. I mean, you know what's funny is that I know you watched Vice. I kind of watched Vice, like afterwards.
Yeah. Vice is 100 times better.
Have you watched Vice?
No.
With Christian Bale? Oh, it's a good movie. I think you would like it. I think you would.
It actually really showed what Dick Cheney was like.
Oh, yeah. That's the movie you were talking about.
Yeah, so. it's a very good movie.
All right. Letter grades.
Do you have all the information?
No.
I knew it. Well, we'll talk about our grades.
While he pulls his up?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I saw your letterbox when you sent the link the other day when mine was down. My letterbox went down, guys. I was freaking out.
How did it go down?
I just opened the app and everything was blank.
Damn.
Like as if I never had any lists or anything.
No, I know, but like blank, like as in you couldn't see any other movies either? Or
no, like my stuff was all gone.
Damn, what happened? You think you got hacked? You think one of the desk poppers were like...
Fuck, I don't know what happened, but like I just redid all my list, so I think I'm missing one or two movies. But
we're looking for you.
Yeah,
whoever did it.
I see you.
D plus.
D plus?
Yeah, D okay. plus.
Yeah, we're in the D range. Yeah. What about you, Daniel?
I think I'm also going to give it a D.
A solid D?
Mm-hmm. Damn.
That's it was crazy. A bad movie.
Oh, wow. Dude. Okay, so CinemaScore gave it an A.
I can tell you exactly why they gave it an A.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, because CinemaScore obviously is all the people who went first night, Thursday night. Mm-hmm. I will... Oh, man. Do you guys want to talk about theater experience?
We'll get into it.
All right, we'll get into it, man. Yeah. Tomato score and all that. Well, no, I was just going to say...
You're getting ahead of
yourself. I am.
All right, the critics gave it a 20%.
Yeah, sounds right.
The new popcorn meter, which is the audience, gave it a 98%.
98?
Wild.
You know what, though? That sounds about white.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we'll talk about that. It was not a good portrayal of Reagan.
It was a very great portrayal of Reagan. If you didn't know who Reagan was, if you didn't know anything about U.S. history, you show this to a kid in like
Europe.
Yeah, in middle, like Asia, Africa, Europe, whatever, any continent that's not the United States, they'd be like, dude, this Reagan guy? He really did.
He's not so bad.
They're like, dude, this guy, like,
so where'd he fuck up?
Like the Russians were scared of him, you know?
He's the guy.
But let's talk about MVPs, because I do want to get it. At least let's give away some awards to the movie. You know, I think every movie deserves some type of award. Who's your guys' MVP? Reagan.
Dennis Quaid.
Damn, really?
I think Dennis Quaid did a good job of playing Reagan.
Okay. That his voice, man.
Yeah.
It made him sound very feminine, very gay, which I believe Reagan was.
Really? Like, just no joke? Like, straight up, you thought...
No, very... He had a side piece.
I'm going to give it to Justin Russo. Yeah, I really... Anytime I saw my boy Justin, I was like, this guy should have played Reagan the whole way through. The whole way through, bro.
He should have been a young Reagan.
Yeah. I'm going to give my anti-MVP to Dennis Quaid.
There you go.
Just because, I don't know if you guys know this, fun fact, Dennis Quaid is the same age that Ronald Reagan was when he first entered the presidency.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, how are you going to have this guy playing like a 40-year-old, a 30-year-old, a 50-year-old when he's already like 70 years old, you know?
He's like pushing 80 now.
And for me, I think it's easier to age somebody up.
Than down. Yeah.
Mm. Well, who are you guys' anti-MVPs?
I don't know if I would really give it to anybody. Maybe like the young Russian guy. Like that whole Russian thing, we'll get into it, but I'll give it to that young Russian guy.
Oh, yeah, the one that was in the apartment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The young one? The blonde one? The one that was next up to the... They had no backstory.
Like
I agree with you. I see why you gave it to him. Are you also giving it to him? Or
Yeah, just all we know is that he was going to be the next up.
the next up of what though?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Like, didn't even seem like a true thing because we know who's.
Yeah, obviously. We know it's
Vladimir Putin.
Unless that was like supposed to be a portrayal of young Vladimir Putin.
No, because Vladimir was bald even in like the mid 2000s.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, we don't know. Like,
but that wasn't even in the 2000s.
Nunca sabe. Yeah, it was 2010. Well, the
flashback. Right.
No, the flashback was Reagan, but the flash forward was.
Yeah.
For the first time in a while, horny in the timeline award. I'm giving it to Nancy.
Yeah, 100%.
Nancy Reagan.
100%.
She was on it, bro. From the moment she saw him, she was on it, bro. I don't know. Wife. Yeah. I'm like, damn. Yeah, dude. His wife really ride or died for him.
Which one?
I don't know. I just want to make sure we got those out of the way. We do have the theater experience. I was a little scared. Not going to lie. I walked in a little late. I look up. Puro white people. Like us old, too. Old, like retirement home. Like you think the bus just pulled up, got them off. And
how ours was too. Exactly like that.
Yeah. Dude, that's crazy. I mean, I think it's...
There was some
it's definitely jarring, but like I'm glad I watch a lot of movies because the diversity in movies that I've gone to watch, like it's always weird to see
different crowds.
Yeah, the different crowds.
Because
yeah.
you wouldn't expect that crowd to come out to a theater.
Yeah, well,
like at that age.
Yeah,
and we also went pretty early too.
We went middle of the day on a Saturday.
You think they're gonna go like at 10 at night?
That's what I'm saying. we went early enough that it was just put a white old fuck.
Even at night, I'm pretty sure because there wasn't a lot of shows.
No, I went like at night, and they were still packed. Up the ass.
That's wild.
Yeah. And you know what's funny is that I got my ticket like late. Like I bought it right before the movie was about to start.
Yeah.
So I walk up and I'm at the very top where it's just four seats, like the barricade and then four seats, right?
Yeah.
So there's already two people here. I'm walking up and they're looking at me like, is this guy about to sit right next to us? You know? And I'm coming up and I'm like, you know, like just like, and then
who the fuck is this brown boy?
And then so imagine like they're right here. There's two more right there. I go sit over here because I don't want no problems. But they were like a little uncomfortable. I'm like, hey, you guys are fine.
You guys are fine.
Yeah, it's okay, guys. It's okay.
That was funny because there was a couple like jokes, I guess,
that they laughed and
they laughed and they were like, ha! Classic. Yeah.
I'm not, dude.
Daniel looked at each other. We laughing at them.
I'm not gonna lie though. Ronald Reagan was a witty man. I'm going to give it, like, it was funny in some moments. I will give it to him. Or maybe the movie just made him really witty, but... I think, like, I really do think he was a witty man. For, like, the acting and all that, like, I'm going to at least give him props for, like, among his crowd, he was witty.
So you're already getting brainwashed by the white
No. I'm saying that I'm going to give him props.
I'm a racist.
No. Did you guys get claps?
No.
Throughout, not even in the end?
No, I was expecting
that. We did have a little viejita like behind us, like she would like tearing up every now and then.
Oh. Yeah. She probably remembers. She's like,
yeah, she's like, I remember that.
I remember when Reagan
like when he got shot, I think is when
bro. I mean, look, I get it, it's spoilers, but this is history as well. So if you guys don't know
that's
what happened.
That's not a spoiler. If you didn't know your president got shot, you dumb.
Yeah.
Go back to school, you stupid bitch. Oh yes, I'm all aggressive.
It's true.
Who's he talking to? You.
It's true.
I got claps at the end. People
clapped. I was expecting them.
I was waiting for the end credit scene. I was like, is he gonna appear? Oh yeah.
Reagan will come back.
Imagine. Do we got the money?
We do.
Money.
What do you think the budget for this movie was?
Like 20 mil.
30.
30?
Yeah, it's a 2-hour-and-a-half movie.
Damn, you guys are right in between each other. It was 25.
Pero.
You're getting better.
Teamwork.
Yeah. 25 million. Nice. To make this movie.
And how much
did you make? I mean, it wasn't a lot of CGI or nothing. It was just...
Bro, I think the most
expensive thing was probably the horses.
I know. I know you've seen my letterboxing. I can't wait to talk about the CGI, bro. I cannot wait. But go ahead.
The numbers are like really small. There was like no opening weekend numbers or anything.
Mm-hmm. Really? That bad?
So as of this recording, the movie's at 14 million. Worldwide.
Yeah, domestically, I'm assuming. Who's going to be watching
is, international, it's $3,000.
Yeah, I was going to say, who's watching this movie in Europe, you know?
Like, yeah.
Who wants to know about
it? So, as of this recording, it's at 14 million. So, there was no opening weekend numbers.
I will say, we do get a little cameo from Margaret Thatcher.
I don't know. I guess those are good numbers for a $25 million budget.
No, I mean, it's got to make 10 more million, bro.
But I'm surprised it's made 14. I'm not going to lie.
Do you think this is rewatchable for the crowd? Like the crowd that.
For
like,
the crowd? Yeah,
like 100%. They'll be like, "Oh, let's go back and watch Reagan. We're not doing anything tonight."
Yeah,
like, movie, you know.
I could see
that. Yeah, you know why it was so low is because the viejitos get their little discount. Yeah, like an $11 ticket or whatever.
Oh, you're probably right.
Like senior citizens discount?
Yeah, and especially if they go early in the day, they get that matinee or whatever
the fuck. Oh, yeah, the matinee.
And they probably do go early. They're probably like telling their nurse, hey, wake me up.
Okay, boomer.
So should they go watch this movie?
No.
If you're white.
If you like the white savior complex, also racist, like Reaganomics, and
if just you hate America.
A straight, like, hardcore Republican, this is the movie.
Yeah, for I think this you. Is I the think, movie for you.
No, I don't think.
I think if you like lies and propaganda, this is the movie for you.
No, but okay, should we watch this movie? Not in theaters.
Man, we're going to
watch it at home.
No, I don't think they should even watch it at home. I don't even think this is a proper portrayal of Reagan.
But this is one of those movies you throw on in the background.
No, man. This is not one of those movies,
like,
bro.
Just literally like a white noise kind of movie.
This is one of those movies where you absolutely have nothing to watch. And you're bored out of your fucking mind.
This is one of those movies in like 50 years when we have more Reagan movies. People are like, you know, they made a fucking Reagan movie in 2024. It was so bad. And that's it. That's only trivia that you ever hear about the movie. And that's...
Yeah, I mean, kind of like what I said earlier. If you really want to know about Reagan, I'm pretty sure there's some pretty good documentaries.
Yeah, I think...
That actually show the better, like, real Reagan.
I think I could do a better job of making a Reagan movie. Probably. And you know what? I'm going to do it. Angel, you're going to be Reagan? Oh, yes. You're going to be Nancy?
He's going to be the little fat. Fuck, the Russian one.
Ration. That does bring us to the sponsor of today's video.
That's Pop.
North Korea.
The Russians.
The Republican Party.
Yeah, that brings us to the Republican Party.
Make sure to watch the presidential debate on Tuesday.
I mean, I don't know if this will come out before or after.
Yeah, it's on Tuesday.
This is probably going to come out afterwards, though. If you already watched it, let us know how it went.
Yay.
But hey, this is Death Pop. You know, we've been doing all right. YouTube's kind of been fucking us over, which is okay. I think
we're talking about that. The algorithm's a little.
Yeah, it'll come back around. It is what it is. But I appreciate all the support. Make sure you guys like, comment, and
we're on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Make sure to give us 5 stars on there, guys. We really do appreciate it. We know some of you guys don't like watching our videos on YouTube. Some of you guys prefer audio. Yeah. So
who wants to see this guy?
You know, if you want to listen to us while you're cleaning, you know, make sure to follow us on those platforms as well. But that does bring us to the spoiler zone.
I do want to at least give the best moment of the movie. I don't know if you guys had best moments.
The runtime.
2.5 hours? That was the best moment for you?
No. I just always start with the runtime.
I know. Okay, we'll do that. Yeah.
You pulled the rug from
just
under
like, I'm just like, let's just get this going.
Yeah, let's get this one
over with. No mames, dude. 2.5 hours? Se pasan.
Yeah, no, si se pasan. Bastante.
It didn't feel like it, though.
It kind of felt like it.
We had
I think it's because we went at middle of the day. If we would have gone at like 9 at night, bro, we would have been like, oh, fuck. Like,
here's the thing.
It felt long.
This movie was a straight F. For the first half of the movie. Mm. It was so slow. Nothing happened in the first half of the movie. And I wish...
Literally nothing.
I wish his younger life before the presidency was shorter. Because the presidency, I'm not going to lie, it was more engaging. Like, everything about the presidency, even if it was a lot of propaganda, was more... That's why I gave it a D+. Because, like, I'm like, oh, at least the second half, like, it was more engaging. I was, like, actually, like, not worried about the time.
Yeah.
The first half, bro, dragged for me, bro. The whole acting union, whatever. And I'm surprised they brought up the union and didn't bring up that he was a union buster.
Yeah. Oh, obviously, they're not going to bring it up.
I'm like, bro, like, what? What are we doing, bro? I will say the first half was
the whole Russian subplot.
Bro, don't get me started. We talked about this, bro. You know how white savior complex you have to be to have your worst enemy like be the one glazing you? They're like, you know what? Who should be the one telling Reagan story? Oh, the Russians. Yeah. I'm like, you think the Russians are going to be out here like complimenting Reagan, bro? Yeah. Like,
this motherfucker was.
Yeah, he was him. He was him. He was locked in. He was destroying
us. The whole thing was that, like, we've been watching him since he was a child. I'm like, no, you haven't.
No, but like acting, I believe, because he was the presidency of the union.
Yeah, like maybe starting there, but they were like, yeah, we've been watching him since he was a little kid. His dad was a drunk, and it's like, dude, he was a nobody at that point.
Justin Russo. I know his name is David Henry, but I just want to put that out there. I know his name. I just, you know, Justin Russo. I knew Justin was going to be in the movie because...
Hey, you know Selena Gomez is a billionaire now?
You didn't know that?
I just brought it up.
Oh. Yeah, Justin.
What is that noise?
Probably a big-ass truck. Trucks? Yeah, last night, bro. Did you tell him?
There
were like these lowrider cars, right? Trucks or whatever, and they were revving their engine. Yeah. This guy...
Pulled up to Adolfo.
It stares me down, revs his engine, and then keeps going. And I'm like,
and he keeps going, and he's still staring Adolfo down, like,
what the fuck?
Yeah, I know. Look, I was an easy target yesterday. I will say, I was dressed up for the game, bro. I was. Yeah. Coach Prime.
Just like, who the fuck is this Mexican out here?
Yeah, probably. I do want to talk about at least the best moment before we... Because I do have a list of worst moments, but let's do the best moment of Reagan or the best moments for y'all. I'll start it off if you guys don't have anything. I do love... Because I knew what this movie was like going towards. I knew what was the final climax or whatever. I did love the whole speech in Berlin. Mm-hmm. You know, when he's giving the speech and it's all coming up to that. It's a very famous speech. So I was really at least excited to see that. I'm like, oh, how are they going to portray it? It's a very, like, it's a very cool moment. Yeah. So I like the whole presidency part of it and the speech. I forgot what the guy's name was. Gorbovich, tear down this wall.
Yeah, I know his name.
I know his name too.
Well, here, while he looks that up, I will say, I think the best part of Reagan for me was the young writer he hired.
Oh, the hippie.
Gorbachev.
The hippie. Gorbachev. Yeah. Gorbachev.
I do want to know, was that a real person?
Probably.
The hippie that he hired?
His speechwriter?
Yeah.
Probably.
That was a funny moment,
or like
too.
Loosely based on someone.
When he comes in and they're like, you got to wear a suit around here. Which is weird because I guess that's the funny part. You wouldn't think of him as a Republican, but
yeah,
he's out here.
The little fucking hippie.
Yeah, the hippie dude. We do have some worst moments.
Movie.
Of Reagan. Look, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but
Savior complex was the worst part.
Bro, don't get me started on that, bro.
It was the worst part. If we're doing like the worst part, that is the worst part.
Well, I was going to bring up the CGI. I don't know if you saw the CGI at the graveyard.
Yeah.
That was so bad. Did you see the CGI at the graveyard when his kid dies? It doesn't even look like they're in the graveyard.
I don't remember.
Oh, so bad, bro. I just hate that. So my one problem with these movies, like these low budget movies, is that they'll just add CGI at the most random. Like, if you guys think Marvel's bad
for
at
no
it,
reason.
These, yeah. Like, you can't film at a graveyard? Like what?
An actual graveyard?
What are we doing? Yeah. But yeah, the White Savior Complex.
That worst part of the movie, dude.
Let me list a couple
of
things
you said, like,
that they didn't show in the movie.
Go for it.
The cocaine putting into the streets in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
The AIDS epidemic that he completely ignored it. Trickle down economics,
Reaganomics,
as he likes to put it. The worst, bro, the number one worst thing this country has ever dealt with, and we probably will never recover from, trickle down economics. I'm surprised they barely like touched up on it. Like, I think they had like one scene about the taxes and all that.
Yeah, one scene, and it was like a 10 second conversation where he was like,
I'm not gonna raise taxes.
I'm not gonna raise taxes. Yeah,
also, I mean, I get why they didn't put it in it, because I think the white people would have hated it, but the amnesty for the immigrants.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't put that in there. I mean, I get why, because like, I don't think that would look good on the crowd of the people going.
Yeah.
But like, he also gave us, like a lot of people I know, amnesty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the only good thing he did. You know what's so funny is that a lot of Mexicans that I've talked to, like around my parents' age, they really like Reagan just because of that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And I'm like, really?
That's how a lot of Hispanics are. They like Republicans because they're Catholic or Christian, and like
the Iran
that's why these people like Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz.
Yeah, yeah.
They're these fucking so-called very Christians. Catholic or Christian.
Damn, I didn't know this podcast was gonna be political. I mean, obviously it's Reagan.
A movie. Like even the Iran thing that he did, Reagan, that we talked about before.
Thing.
Yeah, he supplied
arms to Iranians.
To Nicaragua, in order to do that whole thing in the Central
destabilize
Nicaragua. Central America.
Yeah, that's crazy. I that's what I really hated about this movie, man. They could have really done something well, because we talked about Vice. Vice really
this movie wanted to talk about his good things that he did.
Yeah,
they're not gonna fucking portray him as this fucking as the person that he actually was. They're not gonna
Vice
show
did a
all
good job
bad.
Of. Vice did a good job of showing what Dick Cheney did during 9/11. It showed a good job of him ostracizing his daughter. Mm-hmm. She came out as a lesbian or something.
I mean, it even showed like his hardships as a younger man, you know, with his wife, and like he got a DUI. Did he get DUI? I don't know if he ever got that DUI. I don't know if the cops were just like, come on, Dick.
Yeah.
Like,
I think they just...
Because Wyoming is pretty small. Like, I don't know. They'd be like, come on, bro.
They showed when he shot that dude on a hunting trip.
Man, it was probably smaller.
And then
I remember that. Yeah. Well, I mean...
Yeah, I'd be like, that
I know
happened.
About it. Yeah.
Vice also, like, did it through a lens of somebody who was against not against, but like at least showing the truth. Yeah. That's what I hate about Reagan is that they showed it through a lens of the Russians, and the Russians were glazing him, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, bro.
They showed it through a fake lens because you know they wouldn't ever do that.
Exactly, bro. I just, the Russians really were like just dick riding him for no reason. Like, to put it in terms of like.
Layman's terms.
Yeah.
Layman's. They call Reagan the motherfucker that took down the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you think he took down the Soviet Union?
No.
By doing what?
Berlin. Did he do? The Berlin.
Took down the Soviet Union?
Yeah. I will give Reagan credit for like fighting communism because he did. He fought communism like the whole way through pretty much. Like.
Well, he did that, but the Soviet Union didn't fall apart until like the early 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. But that was like the beginning. Like, I'm telling you guys. That was
the beginning of the end?
Yeah. I'm telling you. I honestly do think that speech, the Gorbachev, tear down this wall, I do think that's a significant moment in like U.S. history, just in general. I will give Reagan credit, like wherever that credit's due. Like I gave him credit for the amnesty. I gave him credit for communism and Gorbachev, the
Berlin Wall.
I'll say it right now. I don't care about the amnesty because that doesn't affect us in any way.
No, but it affected our people.
He still set us back 60 years, dude.
No, like, he did. Well, no,
dude, we're young enough to. We still have to grow up with the consequences of his actions. Like for the rest of our lives.
What, 30, 40, like it's almost 60 years.
Yeah.
No, 80 is, it's like 40 years. Is it 40? Yeah.
It's 40. Yeah, he was president, during the
80s. 70s? It was the 80s. 80s. He took office like 81.
81 to 89.
Yeah. Oh, no, 81 to 90.
No, 89.
8 years. Yeah. I'm like, can't do math in my head. I'm like,
No, I'm just saying, dude, like, he set us back, and now we're having to deal with the consequences, so.
20, 40 years in.
Yeah, no, I get that, bro. I'm just saying, I can give him props for the things he did, and I do think communism is one thing that, like, he did well. I do think, because I looked this up, I looked up the top 10 presidents or whatever. A lot of people have Reagan in their top 10.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Dude,
he's especially very Republicans. Well, like, he's very well liked among, especially Republicans, but.
Which is wild. It's wild.
You know what's funny?
They bring up Reaganomics more in the movie Selena than they do about this one.
Yeah.
And Selena. Yeah. Okay.
They bring up Reaganomics.
Just for the hell of it? Or?
Yeah. No, because they lose their restaurant.
Oh.
They go poor.
Crazy. Yeah. Because of Reaganomics?
Because of Reaganomics.
Reaganomics destroyed the middle class.
It did. Yeah. No, 100%. I mean, I'm not here to talk about politics, but it did. We talk about it all the time. We were really excited to watch this movie for one thing. For reason. Reaganomics. Because we bring it up all the time just to joke around because... We love shitting on it because it's probably the worst single thing for us personally affected.
You make it seem like we talk about it every day.
We do. We bring it up. No, not every day, but like.
Me and Dolph will talk about it a lot.
Yeah, not like every day, but like we'll bring it up in just joking manner. Like that's one of our like jokes that we.
Yeah.
Sequel?
No. No.
Reagan 2, The Return of Reagan. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, I don't know if there's much to talk about with this movie. It's a history movie.
It ended. So the movie, I mean, we're wrapping this up already.
The movie talks about one thing. It's communism.
That's the main theme.
The dementia thing. Like it just ended on the dementia, him riding off into the sunset.
Yeah, but he still lived like another 20, 10, 14 years.
I know, but still like they made it seem like the dementia was what killed him.
Was it?
I thought like you said, he died of heart disease, but like at the end of the movie, they were like.
I mean, that's still sad, the dementia thing, but I don't think it's a sad disease. But I
just don't care about Reagan that much, though.
Yeah. I knew how the ending shot I hated just because it was like close up and then just fade. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
This is very White Savior complex, like the way it ended.
The entire thing was White Savior.
All right, guys. Well, that was our review of Reagan.
That's how you ended?
Yeah. No, it is how you ended. The same way Reagan ended.
Yeah, same way Reagan ended. I mean, how else are you going to end it?
Going to fade into the sunset?
All right, guys. Well, that was our review of Reagan starring Dennis Quaid. Let us know down below in the comments. Are you going to watch this movie in theaters? Are you going to wait for it to come out on streaming? Are you just skipping out on it? Maybe you just hate Reagan like I do.
Yeah.
I'll see you guys next time.
Adios.